This is an audio guide. What you could do with this is you can listen to this while you start writing your personal statement. What I'm going to do is I'll be talking to you step by step while you type onto your computer. So, are you comfortable? Are you sitting in a chair? Do you feel well rested? Are you ready to go? I hope at this point you filled out the personal statement writing prompts and worksheet for IMGs that's in the personal statement section of the course, because what you're going to do is you're going to take those responses and you're going to formulate them into nice sentences. That way you can have a whole statement based off of your introspection. Are you ready? So grab your Word document and let's get to typing. So your first paragraph. This is your first paragraph. Be cautiously creative. Make your first line something catchy. Make it unique. Make it stand out. Draw the reader in. People like to be intrigued. Be creative here. If you're good at writing a one-liner hook that keeps the reader glued to your essay till the end, that's a great start. So start with a line that can only represent you, something that can only be said about yourself, maybe where you're from, maybe an experience that you have, something that's unique and personal. It could also be about where you're from. It could be about an experience that you've had. Just stay away from cliches, quotes, famous lines, because it ends up being a waste of your space when you could be telling the program about yourself. Remember, they are your audience. So write to one person, one program, one specialty. Now, use the rest of that first paragraph to share what specialty you'll be applying into. You can use stories to tie in your opening line with the specialty of interest. You shouldn't get to the end of your first paragraph and still wonder what specialty you're applying into. So I see a lot of mistakes here where some students will write about why they went into medicine. Instead, they should just state intentions early as to what specialty they're going into. Now, in your second and third paragraphs, you can back those intentions up. All right, so get to writing. You can pause me right now and write your first paragraph. Now, I'm hoping that you did indeed pause and type something out, because we're moving on to the second paragraph. Here, I want you to reach back into experiences to solidify the first paragraph, okay? So some examples could be something personal, recreational, or clinical. Some people talk about their rotations. They talk about specific cases that stood out to them. Some people talk about experiences and tie those in with clinical work. You can cite specific stories, but just leave out any patient-specific or identifiable details. Remember HIPAA, right? So let's talk about this for a second. Stop and think. What memorable experience did you write down when you did the personal statement prompt exercise? Go back to that and then create a story around it. Remember, a story has three parts. It has a character, it has an obstacle, and it has how the character overcame the obstacle. So give them that. Okay, that's three lines right there. Three lines of your second paragraph. Just make sure the story is well thought out. Keep the sentences full and short. Ensure that each sentence is structured such that when you read it alone, it can convey a message, a unique message at that. Dig deep into your memory and find validating experiences that show your personal attributes. Remember, it's a personal statement, right? So there are certain virtues that really are important. So professionalism is one of them. Altruism, generosity, kindness, integrity, how you add value to society, your sense of personal duty, interpersonal skill. Actually, interpersonal skill is one of the top leading factors that program directors use when they're choosing to rank applicants. So obviously they use the interview to determine a lot of that. But you can share a story around how you have strong interpersonal skills. That could be even how you take care of your family, a sick family member, a friend, or an experience that you had as a patient yourself, or an experience you had with a patient. There's just so many ways to demonstrate any of these virtues, but make sure that you're being really personal here. Now, I want you to tell stories that reveal some or all of these traits in you, right? So you may not have all of them, but you have a majority. You're a doctor. You went to medical school. I believe that you have a high sense of altruism. But the mistake would be just stating, I am altruistic. I am generous. Everybody can say that. But when you tell a story, it's memorable. I remember doing one of my interviews, I think the chief resident, when he interviewed me, really stopped to ask me about my personal statement because I'd written a story about just the relationship and misunderstanding of healthcare and medical conditions in my country and how it was frequently mistaken for witchcraft. And he took a keen liking to that. I'm not sure why. And wanted to dive deep. And so I had to come up with stories, right, to share in depth as to what I was talking about in that second paragraph. So do tell stories that reveal something about you. Just don't tell the story for the sake of it, right? Use prior knowledge and experience to paint this picture very clearly. Never leave anything up for imagination, okay? Just don't. Don't leave an open-ended suggestion. Make sure your stories are true so they can, you know, use that in conversation during your interviews, because they typically do as an icebreaker. Now, hopefully you can pause and go back to your document and just get to writing. So, moving on. Third paragraph. In your third paragraph, you can choose to highlight more controversial topics, such as explanation of red flags. And I want you to look at the second template, which particularly goes into details for those addressing red flags. You know, this is not for everyone. There are some people that are best not talking about them, but some of you maybe have been through the interview cycle before and you've had feedback from program directors that have told you specifically why they didn't rank you. You may want to address that. You may want to address what you've done differently this time around after identifying what those issues were. But just remember that whenever you talk about a problem, you should always follow with a solution. When you talk about an issue from the past, you should always follow with a lesson learned. You never want to leave it up to their imagination to determine what happened when. If you choose to be open about a red flag that has hindered your application or interviews in the past, I suggest you keep it short. The same character story drives true here. What do I mean? There must be a character in the story, an obstacle, and how the character overcame the obstacle. Think of your favorite telenovelas. Isn't that what you see when you watch it? Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, all the things on TV. Typically, there is a character, obstacle, and how they overcame it. That's what keeps you glued to television day in and day out. The same applies here. The only difference is you are the story. Now, when you do talk about the red flag, you're going to quickly follow with a lesson learned and how that setback made you more valuable. And you can even speak into the future, such as the things that you learned and how you plan to apply that into their particular residency program. Remember, you always want to write as if you're writing to one program in mind, like your ideal program, but obviously you may end up sending it to more than one place. So be wise. Now, in the last paragraph, I want you to focus on why you want to go to the program that you're applying into. You're going to tell them specifically what is attracting you to this particular program, okay? So if you're going to apply to over 100 programs, you may want to stop and think. You probably want to describe things that are true for most programs that you are looking at, because it wouldn't make sense to send a rural-focused personal statement to an urban program, right? I mean, if you were the one reading it, what would you think? This is a generic statement. So tweak the last paragraph to meet the expectations of majority of the programs that you're writing to. You know, that's wise. In an attempt to capture every program's audience, you may actually miss the mark. To close the essay with highlights of the type of program you're looking forward to, always include why these things are important to you, these qualities, these traits that this programs have. Why is it important to you? Make it personal. If you're going to be a really good fit, then you're going to have to be specific, okay? You know, if you're local, you have geographic ties, historic ties, academic ties, do use those, cite them. They can almost build a virtual likability between you and a program that's never met you before. Also, if you did open up with a one-line hook in your opening paragraph, this would be a great finalizing sentence to ensure that you have a key message that you're going to drive home. Now, can you go back into your document and get to writing? I want to make sure that you can have this guide and this prompt to help you. You have the power to do this. You're smart, you're brilliant, and I wish you the very best.